T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Bergamo. Dickerson. Has it picked off. That's Darryl Green. Mosley's extra point is again good. And it's Redskins 51.
Things are going well. They just keep going that way. Watch, the ball bounces out of Dickerson's hands. It was right there. That's an interception. That's not Ferragamo's fault. But watch, right here, he knows he has a touchdown. Puts his hand up. I got it. The old left hand. In the celebration in the end zone, one of the guys, Monty Coleman, a linebacker, picked him up like he was one of those rag dolls. But he's going to kiss the ball. I love you.
Reason to celebrate.
That's the good old days there. 51-7 lead for the good old Washington football team? Are you kidding me? Welcome back, Grant and Danny on 106.7 The Fan. The man who picked off that pass. And, Darius, anytime you want to play Summer All in Madden, and Darryl Green picking passes off, get me fired up, you can do that.
Fine by me.
Pleased to be joined right now on the BetQL guest hotline by a Hall of Famer, a two-time Super Bowl champ, a 7-time Pro Bowler and a 4-time first-team All-Pro, one of the best to ever do it at the cornerback position. Darryl Green is on Grant and Danny. Darryl, how'd it feel to go back in time with that highlight there?
You know what? Every time I talk to you, I know I'm going to get a little bit of old love, man. So I just have to get my fix on.
Love it.
I appreciate that, man. Now, you know, that was exciting, but shut, the game was out of reach, you know. They were celebrating so hard, and I saw that. Last time I saw that, I was thinking about, dude, they celebrating so hard. The game is over. This is like, Eric Dixon just didn't want to catch the ball and run. You know, he's like, man, I'm done.
I long for those days, though. You know, young folks like myself in their early 30s, to hear 51-7 with Washington out in front, that's a different time.
Crazy, man. That was 14-2 there, baby. 14-2. And I saw somewhere they said the 91 team, I think it was the 91 or 92 team, was the better, you know, great Super Bowl team. But
yeah, the 91 team, I think last year got ranked, might have been the second best team ever, something like that by SI.
Yeah. And I was thinking we lost, in that first game, first year, the first season. We only lost two games, but we lost two games by 2 points. Two games by 2 points. What's that? A point apiece.
Yeah,
that's a point apiece. So yeah. So there's a lot of history here, man. People don't know. You know, if you just moved here, you know, now you know.
This yeah.
team used to be incredible, but hopefully we'll get it going.
Outscored opponents by 260 points, more than doubled them up over the course of a season. That's
what
pretty
year,
good.
What year was that?
That's the 91 season, Darryl. 91 season.
The 91, okay. So yeah. The 91, okay. So the 91 beat the 83 4 year. I got you.
Darryl, speaking of the game today and the team today, do you see yourself in anybody that's playing now? I feel like the cornerback position has kind of changed and everybody's jamming and playing that kind of Seattle bailout type coverage and it's system stuff. Do you see yourself in anybody?
Hey, bulletin. Nobody played like I played it. I didn't play technique. I played result-nique.
I've never heard that before. That's so funny.
No, and that's not being funny. I literally did. I had to understand at 5.75 that this basic concept of how you want it played, I won't really be able to be successful at playing it that way. And here's a crazy story. When Schottenheimer, Lord rest his heart, when he came in, he asked me to play what I threw away in the trash can that I brought from Texas A&I that did not work. He told me to play that technique. He didn't know that it was what I played in college. But what I used to play when he came, he was frustrated at me because I played a result meet that I had developed over 18 seasons, because I think it was 18 seasons when he got there. And so, no, I did not play like everybody else played. People don't even look at that. A lot of people don't really know the game that deeply. But I played a game with my feet. Certainly I had speed. I played it with great conditioning, and I played it with my mind. And it was a unique, it was a different way. If you ask the receivers that I really played against, I played them totally different. I what you call bumped and run, but I didn't bump. I basically shadowed you with my feet in the short in that tight space at a high rate of speed. I didn't bump people.
But can you coach that on young guys now, Daryl, or is that something that would be a waste of time? Like, it's almost, they say sometimes like the best ever may not be able to coach it the way they did it because guys can't do it that way.
Well, I have over the years have used to have my own training. And that's all I taught them, but I always tried to put a caveat with it to say that I want to try to take you. And the same thing I did with Champ Bailey. Matter of fact, I saw a piece on Champ. I said, Champ, I'm not going to make you a mini me. We're gonna make you, but best I can help you, we're gonna make you be the greatest you. So I'm not saying no. I don't think there's anybody. I haven't seen any player in history that played it when I was at my best, that played it the way I did my feet. No other player played it that way, and I never tried to. I don't think a player can play it that way. It was just a unique way that I played it. It for me, and that's what I'm saying, it was result-nique. It was a technique that fit me to get the results that I needed in the body that I was in, but yet, you know, maintaining the continuity with the defense called, and, you know, you're supposed to take away the inside and, you know, all that stuff. I didn't blow the continuity, but I did not play it conventional.
Daryl Green's with us.
To answer your question, no, I don't think so.
Grant and Danny here on The Fan. Great to catch up with one of the best to ever play for the Washington football team. Some of the names that have come out about the team are worrying people, Daryl. You were great when you were on with us a year ago. He basically said, look, I'm ready. Nothing wrong with this. Let's change the name. Doesn't take away the memories. What if they just stick with Washington football team, or what if they pick something people don't like? I mean, that's what our listeners are starting to worry about a little bit.
people are getting concerned about the name, and I think this. I think if they go 14-2 like we did my rookie year, you know, you could call me Meatballs. I just think that, you know, it's just kind of, you know, right now, this is what's hot today. But trust me, if they land the name and somebody don't like it and we're 14-2, they'll get on board. Now, so let me just digress and say, I don't know the name. Do we all throw out some names? I haven't heard anything.
Well, so in fairness, this is The Athletic wrote a piece where they hired a firm a lot like the actual football team is doing, and they sifted through like hundreds and hundreds of ideas based on what would fit a criteria. But it was random things like the Command, the Defiance, the Red Hogs, the DC Football Club. What was some of the other ones, Danny?
You hit those. I mean, yeah. Sentinels is fake. That's from the movie The Replacements. But it's a lot of Red Wolves and things that I don't know if are real things.
Yeah, and we talked to the team president.
Y'all remember my name. Mine was Red Tail, you know, going after the –
Sure.
I like it.
Where am I drawing a blank?
Tuskegee Airmen.
Tuskegee Airmen.
And obvious reason, but – you know, I just don't know that I think whatever you get, you can build a history around it if you win, or you'll build a bad history if you lose. But I think, man, if you just give us a name, give us something decent, and let's roll. Let's roll, baby. Let's roll. I personally, the Washington football team, you can have that one.
Yeah, I'm with you. Now, we were cool with it, for the record. Danny and I are both on record. We were cool with it as a placeholder.
A placeholder, yes.
But now, don't you think it would be like, hey, give us a year, come back to us, and we got this cool idea. And now you come back, and they're like, actually, we don't have the idea. Like, I just, it's so different if you tell me that's going to be the name forever.
Well, but hold on. Here's the thing you got to keep in mind. Because when you talk about give me a name, dude, come on, man. Let's talk business. If you, let's say, first of all, people have probably got the names. People are probably holding them hostage to names. Because when you get the name, come on, we're in a new world order. You gotta have your .com and your this and your that and your logos and all that. So it's not that simple. Soon as, you know, every name in their dog, people would probably, come on, it doesn't cost that much to go to GoDaddy and get the name. So it's probably more to it that we don't know. That when they do come up with a name, how much crap they got to go through to own the name. I mean, come on, y'all. This is a crazy world. Y'all know what we're living in. So you can't take it at all as face value, and because when it turns out, oh, it's going to be a name like the Chirping Birds. You know, well, that's all they could get is the Chirping Birds because that was available. And this dude wasn't trying to hold me hostage for $1 million. And I don't even know what I'm talking about for sure. But I'm saying that, you know, I think that's, you know, I know when my nonprofits and different things that I do, I tell my officers, hey, look, see, is the name available? So it's not that simple. It's not going to be that easy. Everybody and their dog has probably got names. I'm surprised I ain't getting no names. I should have told my officers to go and get a name. Hey, y'all. Look, y'all can just give me, let's say $250,000. I'll give y'all that name. If they call them the Daryl Greens, I give them that for $500,000.
That's very generous of
the
you,
Washington Daryl Greens.
Well, okay, you know what I was just thinking? Maybe a million.
Yeah.
Maybe a million.
You deserve that. I'd root for that team, by the way. The great Daryl Green with us here. All Grant and Danny. Daryl, what do you make just from afar, from the outside looking in, of Ron Rivera, this staff, and kind of what the culture they're trying to implement there? It harkens back a little bit, maybe, to some of the guys that you might have played for.
Yeah. I mean, you know, he's old school, 85 Bears. So, I mean, he's from that era. He knows he has that piece. The key is, you know, how does he integrate with the new generation? You know, how do you bring that old school? Because y'all remember my childhood friend that I grew up with, Mike Singletary. Remember all the crap he took when he was with the 49ers? Mm-hmm.
Can't do it.
So, you know, I mean, you know, and sounds like this coach has been able to find the secret sauce to be able to cross generation, no boundaries, you know, and can't maintain some relevancy and not be, you know, people, you know, yawning while you're in the meeting room. So it sounds like, because you're not going to do it by just, you can't beat people up. That day is over. You can't, you know, run them to death. So all that stuff is over. You're going to have to be relational. And it looks like he has that, but he's in his second year, and you know, strike one. You know, you got one strike. Well, heck, wait a minute. We won the league last year, didn't we?
I was gonna say they were 7-9. Yeah. If that's why you're giving out a strike, yeah, but well, they won the division. They made the playoffs.
Yeah. Okay. So scratch that. Just scratch the division. I'm taking that out because the division was doo doo. They were crap. So I'm taking that out. You know, you can say okay, we won the division, but come on, y'all. Let's be real. This was the worst division, you know, in many, many years. So, but 7 wins and the momentum that he has, that was positive to me. Very positive. Forget the division. Cause forget that even without that, we'll say that the 7 wins and the change of culture was very good. And the big decisions, taking out a quarterback that was paid millions. I mean, he got guts, you know, he's making them hard decisions. So, right now, hey, you got to go with him. We got to lean with him, you know. But this is going to be crucial. This year, too, going to be crucial.
Daryl Green's with us on G&D here on The Fan. Get back into football in a second. Right now, you're working with the George Mason University Patriots Athletic Department. I'm a GMU guy myself, so I get great pride in that. But I know you got something really cool going on called Green on the Green. And basically green a bunch of local golf courses, Country Club at Fairfax, Golf Club at Lansdowne, Westwood Country Club, Trump National, and Raspberry Falls Hunt and Golf Club, which is out where I got married in Leesburg. They've all agreed to have you and three folks come out and golf. And it sounds like people can bid to have them and their buddies golf with you. They'll get a meal, a Mason goodie bag, some memorabilia, and all the proceeds are going to go to a really good cause in the Mason Athletic Department. Tell us what's going on here.
Yeah, that's pretty exciting. I'm excited about that. We've got, I've been here forever. You know, come on, Grant. Grant, how old were you when you first started? I just told my brother today, I said, yeah, I'm doing the radio with this youngster. He was about 7 years old. Were you seven?
I was nine when I met you in the cafeteria in Frostburg.
Oh, my gracious. So you know, I go way back to make that point is that, you know, So I have a good relationship around here with a lot of people. I've tried to do it right. And, you know, I appreciate all of the courses, you know, and like you said, Raspberry is one of my top ones. I live right across the street from Lansdowne. Westwood is the sleeper in the pack. And of course, Trump National. And of course, the one that supports us at Mason Country Club of Fairfax. So they came through for us. And just to say later, I'm going to be back on with you guys because we're going to be doing the same thing, hosting a Nats game this year. And we're also, if it all goes right, we're going to be with the Washington football team. I'm going to be hosting folks at the game, at their games.
Oh, wow.
All
nice.
Of this is going to be in support. And then also, because you know we have a new basketball coach at your alma mater, Coach Kim English just came in as a men's. And I'm going to be hosting folks at a basketball practice. We'll do lunch together, get the goodie bag and all that stuff. So it's all a part of my role in trying to help our student athletes have the things necessary for them to be successful, you know, on and off the court. And that's kind of what I do over there. Brad Edwards is the athletic director. And, you know, it's been great. And I don't know about when you were there, but guess what? Our athletics have a slight lead over the last, I think, 3 years in grade point average across the board for all students. So we're doing not only great in sports, we're doing great in the academic world. So that's what it's all about. So people can, and I've got to find, because I think Dawn sent me a number, because you can actually reach out to us if you're interested. So they can go to D Hicks, Dawn Hicks with the S. So D Hicks 20@gmu.edu. They can shoot her an email and say, hey, I'm interested. dhicks20, the number 20@gmu.edu. Or they can hit Dawn also in the office at 703-993-2958. 993-2958. And get more details as we'll continue to put this stuff together. But it's really just for fundraising purposes and visibility. We think it's going to be exciting. You know, everybody's been under the COVID, blanket, and so now we're coming full bore, and basketball is going to be exciting. We're very successful in across the board in sports, but it's no secret basketball. It's because we don't have football. Basketball is kind of our big darling within the organization.
Are you a good golfer, darling, by the way? I know you're probably decent, but how good a golfer are you?
I'm not super good. I'm a good backup player. You know, matter of fact, we just had a tournament for our diversity yesterday, and we actually went 9-under on the back and 3-under on the front, and we kicked it off with my straight down the middle drive on the first hole. And I don't think I showed up again, but maybe three more times. but hey, you can't get the ball unless the center snapped the ball. So I kicked this off.
Got it started.
So that's what I'm saying. But the guys that I was playing with, they were better than me. You know, Coach Hack, he's a volleyball coach. He drove the green. He drove the green a couple of times. You know, I'm talking 300 yards, you know, 270.
Good gracious.
280. Yeah, this guy was killing. So, yeah, I'm pretty good. But more importantly, you're going to enjoy kicking it with D Green. Because, listen, I'm going to throw something in there. I don't know what it's going to be. I'm going to give you something, Redskins, because there are no more Redskins.
True.
And also, typically, I have done golf events for people, individuals, for $40,000. This is not $40,000. This is not going to be that kind of thing. This is me trying to bring our community together, trying to raise a little bit of money and be a part of what we're doing. So Dawn Hicks can talk to you further about that. But it's important, but I think it'll be fun. Hey, some people, there's some people out there that might want to play golf with old D. Green, man.
I guarantee you.
They're out there.
Guarantee you they aren't there.
It could be a Father's Day gift. You could say, hey, I'm getting it for Father's Day or my daddy's birthday, my mama's birthday, my brother's, my sister's. So it can be pretty cool, you know, but it is what it is. It's not Darryl Green Foundation. It's George Mason Athletics. Super important to what we're trying to get done. And you do know that we are, in your alma mater, we are the probably the number one university in the region for at the employment level. We supply to our community. And also, we students, and hey, y'all can call in and beat Grant and Danny up on this, but the students that come out of George Mason University, we are a little ahead of everyone else in terms of the amount of money that we get on average.
I tend to agree with that.
I like that.
When you start your community. Some of that stuff, this is all data. It's all data. And I'm throwing somebody out there that's going to have to answer all this stuff.
Well, I still owe about $2 million to GW, so that actually sounds really good. Darryl, this was a pleasure, man. Always awesome to have you on the radio, and we'll send folks to that golf thing. That sounds amazing, man. It sounds a lot of fun.
20. All right, and we're sending you some. If you don't already have it, we'll give you some other stuff for your website.
Oh,
hey, man,
cool.
Bless you guys. Y'all know y'all my favorite, man. I appreciate you all the time.
Thank you so much, Darryl. Darryl
Always
Green
here for you guys.
Doesn't get any better than him. Hall of Famer and one of the best to do it, and just a good dude doing some good in the community now with Mason Athletics. G&D on the Fan, our double play at 3:45 today is going to be about shooting your shot. I'm going to explain why, but when you get an opportunity to roll the dice and just try to, I don't care if it's a date, I don't care if it's a job, you got to shoot your shot. That's coming up on our double play today. 3:45 on the Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
In 1 minute on Grant and Danny, we're going to take a trip down memory lane. 5 years ago today, Jason Wirth, inadvertently or advertently, called us out. And in 6 minutes, we'll get to some audio on Adam Kaplan, NFL reporter who's been on our show a bunch on the Washington football team quarterback situation. Said something I found interesting. But this is also interesting. So Jack Flaherty, the starting pitcher of the Cardinals, has a few tweets today. He's apparently very upset with what Major League Baseball is doing, getting rid of the usage of foreign substance on the mound. So he retweeted a part of the release from Major League Baseball today and just said, LOL. And the part that he retweeted was, players may not intentionally combine rosin with other substances, e.g. sunscreen, to create additional tackiness or they risk ejection and suspension. By the way, that's what I asked you earlier today. I said, are they going to kick guys out for using sunscreen? And apparently, according to the statement, the answer is yes, which I think is a joke. And this is why Jack Flaherty and a lot of pitchers are probably really upset. That's absurd. That's been happening for decades and decades and decades. And I will add that pitchers will tell you, Sean Kelly was on our show last week and said, the ball, when it's hot out and you're sweating, Can't be gripped without something.
Mm-hmm.
Rosin is not enough. We need something that you add to the rosin, something that's liquidy to make it sticky, basically. So they're going to treat rosin and sunscreen like spider tack,
now,
essentially.
When you're in Houston and the dome's closed, which they do a lot, you probably don't need sunscreen on. When you're pitching at night after the sun's gone down, you may not need it. I think that's more what they're talking about. But day games at Wrigley, you're putting it on.
You're not using it to protect the sun, necessarily. I mean, you can be. My point is, they use it for grip.
Oh, I know.
What are you going to allow them to use for grip? I don't care if it's sunny or not. If you're pitching at night, at midnight, baseballs are slick.
Sorry, I should have referenced this better. I'm reading from this.
The seams.
Yeah, I'm reading from this part of the thing that Jack Flaherty said LOL to. Pitchers have been advised not to apply sunscreen during night games after the sun has gone down or when playing in stadiums with roof closed. To ensure standardization of the rosin bag, clubs must submit the rosin bag along with the game balls to be reviewed by the umpires before the start of each game. So that's part of the release that I was reacting to with the LOL part.
But he said LOL, and the point is that rosin and sunscreen has never been an issue.
Mm-hmm.
Players don't have a problem with that in the field. Position players have not had an issue with that. They want that grip. They don't want to be hit in the head. They don't want to be hit in the shoulder or the back. Look at how mad Josh Harrison was when he got beaned last night.
And I don't think that is a major contributor to like 200 RPM and spin rate.
Well, it's not.
I really don't believe that.
It's not even that you don't. We know it's not.
Well, fair enough, yeah.
Years and years and years of evidence say it's not. But they're going to treat sunscreen and rosin like sticky stuff. To which Jack Flaherty tweeted 2 hours ago, "What are we doing?" That's his whole tweet. That's his entire tweet.
I don't know why it popped me the way that
Every time you see that tweet, you keep laughing when someone retweets it. But all he said is,
"I'm just chuckling about it."
What are we doing? And then he tweeted out this, you know, part of the memo, LOL. So I'm not saying I flipped on the idea or the memo, but I've said all along they shouldn't treat the sunscreen like it's spider tack, and they're going to do that. That's a mistake. I think this is going to backfire. I think this is going to be a way bigger deal than it needs to be, and Major League Baseball is going to screw this up hugely. All right, let's get to the audio from 5 years ago. It's the five-year anniversary, Danny.
Mm-hmm. Congrats, buddy.
Jason Wirth on the field to me and you with Dan Colco.
Talked about people maybe criticizing your age coming into this season, and you've said you've had a little bit left in the tank. You're convinced of that. How do you feel just about the way that you're swinging it and what you've been able to accomplish over these last 4 days?
Yeah, those people can kiss my ass.
First of all, that's one of the funniest sound clips ever.
It is great.
You got to put that in whatever your version of the Thom audio file is. You got to have those people. Just how clear he is into the mic over this. The whole stadium, how excited he is to say it, how just energetic and happy he is.
What a great moment. Because it's after a game winner, so right. He's riding high.
The whole thing is amazing.
And I love me some Dan Colco. You know I'm on Team Colco. You go, Dan Colco. Nobody's criticizing his age. I don't get mad at someone for being I'm not angry at you for being 33. I'm not mad at me for being 41.
Well, he might have been saying, though, that like there are people that say you're slowing down because you're 37, because he hit .222 the year before.
I'm correctly criticizing his performance, where he had an OPS around 7 and missed a bunch of time and was a .220 hitter the season before.
Right.
He really catapulted and rebounded, hit .244.
But this was pretty much to me and you.
Yeah.
Like
at least he's a defensive liability.
Because most of the media just ate out of Jason Wirth's palm.
Of course. I mean, they thought it was
this
adorable.
This is what happened. Like, you have a beard, and you have long hair, and you look like a werewolf, and you are
You took an
to
aggressive
everyone.
Turn around first base and slid.
Right.
And then went back to first. Whoa.
And we were like, hang on a second, guys. He's hitting .220.
Have we noticed the zone rating has gone really bad because he can't get to fly balls anymore?
Wait a second.
He can't throw?
685 OPS. We're hitting him second in the playoffs for some reason. But anyway, on that day, he got to get after us, and he deserved it.
Yes.
Game winner, and this is what he said to the Grant and Danny radio show 5 years ago today.
Well,
yeah, people can kiss my ass!
It's my favorite thing ever.
It plays to the crowd, man.
I love it. He pops the crowd. Yeah. Listen to the crowd go nuts as he cuts this WWE promo.
Yeah, those people can kiss my ass!
Beautiful.
So funny. God,
beautiful.
That's good.
I still put DC Strangler ahead of that one, just all time, because Colco goes, what? What are you talking about?
Yeah, Colco not getting that he was calling Jonathan Papelbon a strangler.
You know, the DC Strangler. And then there's an, oh my God, is everyone fired? There's a look of, it's 13% smile, 77% oh dear God, the network's going to stop. Like, yeah. we're all out of work. What do I do? What's happening? And then whatever rest of the percentage is other. That one is great.
A couple of days ago,
uh-huh.
I get home to my house, and I didn't park in my permit spot because all the permit spots were taken.
Okay.
So instead, I went to the visitor spot because I had to unload groceries. And my wife said, you can't park in the visitor spot. We have a permit. And I said, no, I'm going to park in the visitor spot so we can unload groceries. I'll move the car after.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, what if people get upset? And I said to her,
yeah, those people can kiss my ass.
You see where I'm going with
that? That's exactly where you're going. So I mean, I'm frustrated.
Yeah, why? Tell me.
Well, I'll tell you what happened. So I'm just minding my business. I'm waiting on the D.C. government, which has got a backlog. I understand that. We're coming out of COVID.
Oh, boy.
Right? I get a parking ticket just parking in front of my house. I'm waiting on the permit. The D.C. government is issuing me a parking ticket, and they're also supposed to be issuing me a parking permit so that I don't get parking tickets. So when I call to complain, I'm calling my councilwoman. I'm calling the D.C. DMV.
Call them.
I'm calling anybody with a permit office. And it was the weirdest thing. But I finally get to somebody that I feel like is going to help me. And here's what they said.
Yeah, they do.
What? What, Danny?
That's what they said?
What? No. No, don't you undermine. They didn't say that. Darius, what did they say?
Yeah, those people can kiss my ass.
That's what they said.
That's very important.
That's what they said.
That's much better.
Yeah, they do. Oh, at least I said that out loud to you during a segment on the radio. So embarrassing.
Well, without context, it's not that embarrassing.
In context, it was totally embarrassing.
In context, it was. But if you just said, yeah, they do.
Yeah,
people
they
say,
do.
Yeah, they do all the time. I could be like, don't you think ice cream cones taste good?
Yeah, they do.
You say, yeah, they do. But what happened was, I said, the Cardinals hit for a lot of power, huh, Danny? To tee you up so you could talk about, it was the Reds, I think. And the Reds were coming to town to tee you up to talk about Nick Castellanos,
Winkler, and
Eugenio Suarez, and Jesse Winkler, who's having an unbelievable season. And then you just said, yeah, they do.
What
and
did I say, Darius?
Froze.
Yeah, they do. End of sentence. Back to you, Grant, on the other side of the room. How many more minutes? 18? Terrific. I'll be here. Good Lord.
We all made fun of Danny for a little while after that. And then we went to break. I said, hey, we're just busting chops. It was just to have fun. Me and the guys behind the glass, we were just having a good time.
Yeah, right.
And then Danny said to me.
Yeah, they do.
No, he didn't.
Those people can kiss my ass.
Darius, I need you to keep up. I need you to put your foot on the gas pedal, Darius. I need you to get
Let's
where I'm going.
Try one more. We got to fill out this HR thing to keep our jobs, right? We got to make sure we don't sell secrets to Russia or harass people. Here's what I said.
Yeah, those people can kiss my ass.
There we go. There we go.
That's not bad there. Jason Wirth, man. Jason Wirth. That was hilarious.
I think every so often we should tell the story when you got that look in your eye, when the eye of the tiger looked down at spring training, and we got him for 3 minutes, and he looked at his watch the whole time.
A good time.
I think once a year we should tell the story in the springtime. It's like a rite of spring. It's like night before Christmas for us, before the baseball season
When
starts.
Somebody wants to hear it a few weeks from now, call up and say you want to hear the story.
It's amazing.
I'll tell the story. All right, double play is next. Time to shoot your shot on Grant and Danny here on 106.7 The Fan. And what I mean by that is you're going to find out how a dude got a job just by asking when no one would have thought it actually would have worked. Plus, we got what Danny's got chalked up for the double play. 4 o'clock, your Beltway Blitz, and at 4:25, Alan Adamson, who helped put together the research that led to the 6 remaining names for the Washington football team and the Athletics simulation for a team name that we've been talking about the last couple of days. You're listening to G&D.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week 1? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
Grant and Danny on the Fan. If you missed Daryl Green earlier today, that's one you got a podcast. GrantandDanny.com/audio, TheFanDC.com when we are done. Speaking of the podcast, it was blowing up all night. Was hearing from a lot of people who enjoyed our Charles Barkley interviews, plural, yesterday.
Not just one, Grant. Two.
The first time in show history that someone joined us at 3 p.m. and at 4 p.m. I mean, that just doesn't make sense. Like in radio, occasionally, if you do a segment and someone stays for another segment, you're just doing back-to-back.
That's happened.
Except that all hell broke loose yesterday when we tried to get Charles back on for a second segment, and eventually he came back on 40 minutes later.
Amazing.
To do another 20-some minutes. So it's a lot of fun. It is time for our double play, sponsored by Mattress Warehouse with free next-day delivery and setup available on all orders over $7.99. One-year price guarantee. Learn more at sleephappens.com.
I think you got momentum here. I'll do a quick one and get out of the way. I always thought this is what this should be, but they weren't quite ready to do it. Resident Evil is going to do a TV show.
Thank God.
With the rampant success of The Walking Dead, which I've never really watched, by the way. This has always lent itself to this sort of ongoing soap opera instead of a two-hour movie or a 90-minute movie where everybody's not wearing that many clothes and everyone's ripped and they look cute and that's that, and there's sort of a nice little resolution. This has always lent itself towards a television show. It looks like it's going to come out November the 24th of this year. Video games as other entertainment has started to get some momentum and been more and more successful as it goes.
What's the most successful version so far?
A video game to entertainment? Maybe the Witcher series that did great on Netflix with unbelievably handsome Superman Henry Cavill most recently comes to mind. There's a Castlevania adaptation, which is going to go for a third or fourth season, I think, on Netflix as well. And I'm sure there are others that I'm blanking on. But this was always ripe for kind of longer drama and television, not as much for kind of dumb, cheesy movies. So I'm glad to see it November 24th.
The Witcher is the thing you told me about months ago, and then I Googled it, and it's a guy with long white hair on the cover, and it just looks like the least for me thing that's ever been made.
I don't know if there's ever been anything less for you than that show. I gave our audience a heavy buy recommendation because it's very good. I specifically told you, Grant, don't. There's nothing for you here.
I think just a poster. Like if I was giving out awards for posters. Because I've come up with the idea, and I want to do this at some point, of my own Oscars just for trailers. I love trailers. I would spend a lot of money to go sit in a theater for 2 hours and just watch trailers and eat popcorn. Big fan of previews.
Sure.
But if I did it just based on movie posters, that would get the award for there's not enough money on the planet for me to watch this.
Mm-hmm.
That would be the name of the award that I would give to The Witcher.
The only way that it could be more so that is if it was also a cartoon. Like if you That's had long-haired characters that were also in a cartoon, because you won't do anything animated anyway. So you add that to like dudes with long hair rolling around with swords and killing monsters, there's no shot Grant's watching.
I am wondering if I'm going to make some type of a transition into watching more cartoony type stuff just as the kids get a little older. Mm-hmm. Because I love going to the movies, and it's going to be cool to be able to take Madam President to the movies soon.
Yeah.
We're already in on Pixar and whatever that Toy Story stuff is.
Yeah.
That's not a cartoon. What do they call it?
There's
a word for it.
Animation. It's something. I know what you're talking about.
So that I can do. I'm fine with that. I think that's cool. I've gone to the movies. I've seen those types of films in theater. It's cartoons that I just can't do.
I get it.
I don't know if that's going to change or not, because I don't know how many actual cartoons come out anymore. It's very rare that you are subjected to watching a cartoon, because kids now, they don't really do cartoons. They do whatever that Toy Story thing is.
Well, I still consider Frozen a cartoon, because it's like drawn and voice acted and stuff. But I know what you mean. It's like it's better than a cartoon. It's superior.
It's different. Like, is Puppy Dog Pals a cartoon? I guess it probably is.
Uh-huh.
I watch Puppy Dog Pals
all the time. Paw Patrol is a cartoon. Yes, I still consider them a cartoon. I know what you mean, though, where it's like special kind of computer animation that's all great graphics and looks amazing. That's different than like your rank and file Wednesday morning cartoon.
Time for your boys. Double play. You got to shoot your shot. I'm telling you, just shoot and see what happens. I'm not talking about trying to get a date. Although, hey, you like a girl, you're afraid she's going to say no. The only way to find out is to ask. It's not that big of a deal if she says no, by the way. You want a job? Only thing you can do is reach out. And if someone tells you to kick all the rocks, then start kicking them. Really not that big of a deal. You ever heard of Hayden Schenefield?
I don't know Hayden Schenefield.
Hayden Schenefield. He was discovered on Reddit last month. Now he's pitching in professional baseball. Here's your story. Kyle Bodie is a driveline expert who basically is a pitching nerd who, with Trevor Bauer, has completely changed the way arms are built and pitching is evaluated and developed. Kyle Bodie has been hired by the Cincinnati Reds as their pitching guru.
Mm.
This is a guy who doesn't pitch professionally, never did. Basically all analytics and a scientist of sorts, like using the new technologies of Rapsodo machines and Edutronic cameras, and, you know, helps build pitchers in a laboratory. So who's Kyle Bodie and who's Hayden Schenefeld, and how does this all work? Well, Bodie, the director of pitching for the Reds, was doing an Ask Me Anything on Reddit. You familiar with AMAs?
I know about the AMAs.
So basically what happens is you could do one, I could do one. You post up on Reddit. It's called an AMA, and people get to ask you whatever they want. You answer questions. It's essentially like a chat, right?
Yeah, exactly.
And celebrities do this occasionally. People in all walks of life will do this, and their followers will ask them questions. So Bodie was doing this, and pitching-interested people, people that like baseball, were talking to this savant of pitching. So this kid named Hayden Schenefeld said, "Hey, Kyle, I appreciate what you were doing here. I've learned a lot from this Q&A. I planned on asking a question, but I figured I would just shoot my shot in here because, well, why not? I am a NDFA, a non-drafted free agent. I'm a right-handed pitcher currently going into my second season of independent league ball." He gives them all of his fastball and breaking ball velocities and RPMs and spin rates and things. Said, "I posted a line of 21 innings, 4 earned runs, 0.7 whip," gives him his stats, COVID-shortened season Frontier League. "My goal is to sign with an affiliate team because I know I can add value to an organization. Thanks for your time." Kyle Bodie responds, and the numbers all check out. You know, I don't know if he believes him yet, but they're all good numbers.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, "Awesome, keep playing, you know, chasing your dreams." He says, "Send me your pitch physics reports," which is kind of what I was just talking about, TrackMan Rapsodo, "and any videos you have." And he gives him his email address, @thereds.com.
Mm-hmm.
This guy does. 2 nights ago, he made his debut in the minor leagues and pitched 3 1/3 scoreless innings for the Cincinnati Reds A-ball affiliate.
I mean, that's outstanding.
How cool is that? The internet stinks largely.
Uh-huh.
Social media is a disaster by and large. But there are stories like this that I love. This guy just sitting there as an independent league pitcher, making no money, saw that the Reds guru for pitching is doing an AMA, sends in video and numbers. The guy gives him a tryout, basically. They sign him to a contract, and he went 3 1/3 scoreless and was filthy the other night in the minor league.
That's outstanding. What level?
I believe he started at A-ball.
Sure.
Looking at it here.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
You always wonder how guys slip through the cracks. You know, like, I've seen so many of my ex-teammates that went on to great things were like some podunk junior college in the middle of nowhere, and it's like, how did no one swing by a high school game where you're throwing in the low 90s,
right,
just mowing through lineups? How did nobody come by when you're hitting 500-foot moon tower shots? Just weird, man.
Beltway Blitz is next on Grant and Danny. Briccioli of The Athletic among our blitzers. Remember, at 425, Alan Adamson, we've been talking about this Athletic piece where they worked with a company, marketing company, on whittling down possible names, and they got down to 6 names for the Washington football team. Well, the guy that runs that company is going to join us to walk us through what the Washington football team is doing as they try to pick a name right now. Alan Adamson at 425. You're listening to The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.